Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You, and I want to welcome you back to our podcast. Today, I have a question for you. Do you realize how much everything you say affects other people? Let me ask you, do you get up in the morning so focused on getting your day started that you forget to welcome your day with a pleasant greeting? Do you welcome your day with a greeting that's filled with gratitude and joy and expectations of good things to come? Or do you greet your partner and your children or maybe even your pets with a cheerful, uplifting greeting? Or do you just grumble and say morning or don't say anything at all? Just a pleasant, cheerful good morning can make a huge difference in how you start your day as well as how those around you start their day. Recently, I was in a conversation with somebody and I was really impressed and then depressed by the words that that other person was using. I was hearing words like awful, and terrible, and horrible. Those words lacked positivity and hope. And soon I realized during the conversation that they were beginning to sap my own positivity and hope. Now, we all face challenges and hard times at some point during our life. And I just want you to please hear me and know that I'm saying it's important to recognize and deal with those challenges in a realistic way. I also say that we can choose to cultivate an attitude of gratitude in everything we say, do, hear, feel, and think, regardless of what we're facing, even when we're facing challenges and hard times. So I have a couple of examples for you, and I would ask that you listen to my words, that you hear my words, that you feel my words in each of these examples. And think about how they make you feel. Here's the first example. Today is the day of my party and a day that I've planned for months. I just knew it was going to rain. This storm has totally messed up my day. My party is going to be ruined. Now nobody's going to come and I'll have wasted all this money and effort. I've bought all this food and it's just going to be a disaster. Or, said another way, today is the day of my party. It's a day I've planned for months and I'm so excited to see my friends again. I'm just so thankful that we can move everything indoors so that we'll stay dry as we link up with old friends and maybe even make some new ones. I know a couple of people were really struggling to fit my party into their schedule because they had to take their kids to soccer games. And so now that it's raining, that soccer issue has been taken off their plates and they'll be able to come to my party and stay the whole time. How did the words make you feel? Let's try another example. Aw, shucks, my alarm didn't go off and now I'm late. I'm probably going to miss the train and be late for that stupid meeting that my boss wants me to attend. She's such an idiot to schedule a meeting on Monday morning. Nobody wants to hear what she has to say. And I'm just going to be so tired. Maybe I'll just sleep through her dumb meeting. Or, said a different way, wow, I'm sure glad I washed my hair last night and laid out all my clothes so that I could make up for lost time this morning and still get to work, even though I probably turned my alarm clock off this morning. I'll just grab some juice and maybe an apple or a banana for some extra energy during the morning meeting that I have with my boss. She loves to start the week off right, and it's always good to hear her thoughts about priorities for the upcoming week. Did you hear a difference and feel a difference in the words that I sent to you? Think about each of these examples and how they made you feel and whether they affected your outlook on your day and what you were looking at for the day. Would you even want to be with me in the first of those two examples? In the second example, did it make you feel that regardless of what I was facing, things were going to be okay? That we're still going to have a good day? Now, as I leave you, I want to leave you with a couple of questions. In general, which person are you? Are you the first person or are you the second person in the examples? And more importantly, which person do you want to be? Because you see, it's within your power to shift your attitude from a negative, ain't it awful, glass is empty, to one of gratitude, the glass is half full, everything's going to be okay, approach that uplifts both you and everyone around you. Because you see, you have the power within you to make a difference. You have the power within you to create within you an attitude of gratitude that you send out with the words that you say, and you spread hope and gratitude to all those around you. That's all I have for today. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You signing out. We'll be back with another podcast and some more things to think about, ways to make your life better, to uplift, to upgrade, and unlock your potential, to unleash that potential that lives within you, to help you live a happier, healthier life. And you do that by taking time for you. Have a great day, everyone. If you like these podcasts, please check back and listen to us again, and be sure to share it with your friends. Till next time, have a wonderful day.